Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The voice of the Cardinals for Bally Sports Midwest, and that is Chip Carey. Chip, how are you doing? I noticed that you had the weekend off, of course, as the Cardinals played the White Sox, but you really weren't away. You were in the stands watching the games this weekend, right?
I was there. I wouldn't miss it for anything.
And what did you observe? What was your biggest takeaway from this series against the White Sox?
We need to hit better, a lot better. It was frustrating. I think that's the best word I can use to describe this series. Disappointing, frustrating. The terms unacceptable have been used. It's not anything that any of us who follow this team thought would have taken place. With all respect to the White Sox, which is a major league team, you figured the Cardinals needed to win that series, if not sweep it. They didn't. And now they find themselves a season low, four games below 500, and still scratching their heads as to how to get out of this team-wide offensive funk that they're in. And if there was a magic wand to be waved, I think we would all furiously be waving it in Cardinal Nation. Unfortunately, baseball and sports don't work that way. They've got to figure it out and get after it tonight against a Mets team that's coming to town hungry.
Chip, it's Curbs. How are you, sir?
Hey, Curbs. What's going on, buddy?
Enjoying the morning here with Brooke and the show. When you're experiencing all the teams and games you've called, when you have seen teams slide into a hitting funk or begin the season, so I don't know that they've slid into a hitting funk. They've been in one since the start of the year. What types of approaches need to change or tweaks do managers do to help get an entire team through something like this? Like,
yeah,
what are all these options?
Yeah, well, that's a great point. I mean, I'm sure you follow it the same way in hockey, right? When a line's not scoring, you shift personnel. You do line changes. You try to shift personnel and get guys in different spots and different positions and different people to maybe have a different look. Ollie's trying that. For fans who think, well, we need to just blow up this roster or go to Memphis or Springfield and bring guys up, those places aren't the places where answers are going to be found. They're going to be found in the locker room at 700 Clark Street. The guys in that room are very, very capable and very, very talented hitters that just aren't hitting right now. Ollie, after the game last night, did a fan event with me and Mo, and one of the things he said, and it might be true, is maybe guys are trying too hard. They're trying to get five hits or hit a five-run homer with every at-bat, which leads to the answer to your first question. I would really like to see a better two-strike approach from this team. The launch angle and the lack of power that we've all talked about is certainly something that will change and needs to change if the Cards are to be very successful. But simply putting the ball in play and getting the pitch that they want to hit instead of being so anxious that they want to jump out and hit the ball before it gets to them. Let the ball travel, put the ball in play, hit it the other way, and I think some of that offensive pressure will dissipate. A lot easier said than done. Look, I never played Major League Baseball. The farther you are away from the field, the easier it is to perform. And the way guys throw in as hard as they throw, I truly believe it's a miracle anyone ever gets a hit, and that's meant with no sarcasm whatsoever toward our current hitting malaise. But I think a two-strike approach and trusting in their talent and their instincts and recognizing pitches will go a long way toward a team-wide breakout, I think.
So, Chip, what do you think that the approach is now here moving forward? Because as we just talked about, the fans, of course, are very upset. And you can't make moves just based on fans' feelings. But at this point, I feel like there's just a lot of disappointment around this team, specifically the hitting that we were just talking about there. Is there anything you can do? We've seen Ollie Marmol moving the lineup. He's shaking things up there. You also have called guys up. You sent guys down. So what can they do moving forward? Is patience the right answer here? Because I don't think that's anything that anybody wants to hear anymore.
No, nobody wants to hear that, but that's unfortunately where we are, right? Clint Hurdle, a manager of the Rockies, said it takes courage to have patience, especially when things aren't going the way that you want or the way that you expected. And he really is right. I think that everybody in Cardinal Nation has a great deal of trust in Paul Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado, Wilson Contreras, Lars Nootbaar, Brendan Donovan, Nolan Gorman. If those guys all start hitting, or at least hitting closer to what we expected them to be, I don't think we're really having this conversation. But the fact of the matter is, it is an offensive malaise that is top to bottom in the lineup. And, you know, you're not going to be able to change out seven guys on your roster. And if you think about going to the minor leagues, as I said earlier, and bringing someone up, well, the last thing you want is to bring someone up who's not quite ready and then have to send them back. Exhibit A, Victor Scott II, right? Victor was here because of necessity, but it was clear he was overmatched by big league pitching and still has a ways to go before he'll be ready for that challenge again. When he comes back up, when Jordan Walker comes back up at some point, you hope they never have to go back, but clearly there's work to be done for them at a lower level where the pressure isn't quite as high as it is here with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Kenan, over-the-top pitching performance that stops a skid, spark an offense?
I think so. I think so. I think if anything, all of us, I don't want to use the term pleasantly surprised, but I think all of us should be really, really happy with the way, by and large, this pitching staff has performed, Curbs. The bullpen has been unbelievably good. Sonny Gray has been everything that the Cardinals expected him to be. Lance Lynn, in his return with the Cardinals, has kept the ball in the ballpark, by and large, and has been the workhorse and a leader in the clubhouse. Kyle Gibson has been outstanding. His performance his last time out on the road trip in Detroit was a sight to behold. So they're pitching. They're pitching well. They're giving their offense a chance to get back in the game. And, yes, they are throwing up zeros. But, you know, you got to score. You got to score more than three in the major leagues in this era. And right now, getting past three has been a real, real roadblock for the Cardinals. And once they do it a couple of times, I think you'll see them get their sea legs under them and move forward. Remember, you know, and I know fans don't want to hear this, we've played three games in the division, and the goals for the Cardinals are much bigger than just winning the division. We've played three games against Central Division opponents. Everything else has been outside the division. The real competition, with all respect to the Mets and anyone else for the division, starts on our next road trip with four games up in Milwaukee, and hopefully by then we'll see a much different and much more fluid offensive run.
We're talking to Cardinals TV broadcaster Chip Carey. And Chip, looking specifically at the pitching and bullpen now, because you have Matthew Liberatore making that truncated start yesterday, but also Giovanni Gallegos, there's a lot of concern surrounding him right now. What do you think they're going to do with him moving forward?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, Gio's filling a lot of games. I mean, I think I saw today it was 182 appearances in the last 3 years. That's a lot. And that's a huge workload for a guy with his stuff. The velocity's down. The results are not where they want them to be. I think he's given up five homers in nine innings pitched this year, and he really needs to be in the 94-95 range to make that slider combination work for him. It just isn't right now, but getting him back to form somehow, some way, I think is going to be at the top of Dusty Blake's list. But the rest of the pen has been outstanding. Kenyon Middleton's probably going to start his throwing program soon and get back hopefully within a month or so, which will be another big arm for the Cardinals. But I think we're all very, very pleased with the way the relief corps has worked. Helsley was pitcher of the month in the bullpen in the National League last month with his great work. So, as I said, pitching is giving him a chance. Defense is giving him a chance. Base running is giving him a chance. We need some big hits, and we need not necessarily home runs, which would be nice, but we need to string together three or four hits in an inning and put some crooked numbers up on a consistent basis to get going.
And to get that going, I know a lot of focus, Chip, is on Goldschmidt. It's on Arenado, and you have to put the weight on your veteran players in sports. You've got to count on those guys to come through in clutch moments. But right. whether it's Donovan or Wynn, or even Nootbaar, who I still consider to be a young player, you know, so Carlson, there's still going to be some inconsistencies with some of these young hitters. So sometimes finding that consistency can be a heck of a challenge.
I agree, and that's why it can't fall on the shoulders of, as you said, of just two guys, right? You spread that around. Everybody doesn't have to be hot at the same time, but you can't go to a game where you have six outs. And I think that's really been the challenge that Ollie and his staff have dealt with. There's a lot of swing and miss in this lineup right now because of the frustration, because of the lack of comfort with their swings. And when you're going into a major league game and you're conceding four innings of no contact against an opponent, that's a really, really tough way to win. And that's really, unfortunately, what the Cardinals have found themselves an awful lot of the time. So, you know, again, every facet but hitting has been exciting and fun and watch. It's just been exasperating and frustrating because with a clutch hit here or there, we might be talking about the Cardinals being four games over 500, not four games under. But as Bill Parcells said, you are what your record says you are. And right now we're in last place. We've got to dig out of a big hole to get where we want to be, which is at the top of the division.
You know, you mentioned the two-strike approach. And if you go back to after that long rain delay and Herrera's at the plate and you end up with a called third strike. Now, look, I get it, you know, especially right. With the boxy, you look and it looks like a ball, it's outside. Is part of that third strike approach also protecting that plate a little bit more, even if you know that there's going to, like, if you know that it's C.B. Butner behind the plate and you know that there's a little leeway in this, in that strike zone, part of that mental approach has got to be, if it's close, I'm not sure you want to sit there and take a chance on watching a pitch.
Yeah, too close to take theory. I personally agree with that, but I give hitters so much credit in today's game. They are all so knowledgeable about their strike zone and what the strike zone should be. How many times do you see a hitter look back at an umpire when a guy throws a 96-mile-an-hour four-seam fastball that's a ball off the plate and the umpire calls it a strike and the hitter looks back and says that's not a strike? And they're right.
Right.
And this is not a criticism of the umpires because I couldn't do that job either. But yeah, strike zone knowledge is something that every major league hitter prides himself on, and I think the Cardinals do an excellent job at that. Sometimes, though, the first pitch you get might be the best one you see, and I think we're taking a lot of pitches for strikes instead of letting it rip and seeing what happens. So it's a delicate balance, right? Because if you swing at the first one and you make three outs on four pitches, you get the hook. If you let the count get deep and take strike three after six or seven pitches, you're still out. So it's that delicate dance in the cat and mouse game between batter and pitcher that makes our game so frustrating, so exhilarating, and so annoying sometimes, especially when a game's decided on a questionable call like we had the other day.
All right, most important question for you. Are you keeping Mike Claiborne calm during playoff hockey season?
I'm trying to. He scratches his head every now and then, and he stays up way too late from what I understand. So I know he's catching all the games, and I wish the Blues were involved this year, but hopefully better times are coming for the note here in 2024 and 25.
We'll get there, but it is fun to watch. It's when you gather, and when come playoff hockey time, when you're on the road with Mike Claiborne's on the road with you, you know you'll be watching a game somewhere.
Yeah, we got to make it. You know what we need to do? We need to get Mike to grow his baseball beard. Until the Cardinals win five in a row, Mike doesn't shave.
Now, he used to have a mustache.
Yeah.
Years ago, he had a mustache. Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Next time you talk to Claves, he had a great mustache.
Really?
But I don't know if I've ever seen a beard on him.
Yeah, we could do that. I'll run it by him. I know what the answer is going to be, but I'll run it by him. There'll be a pronoun involved, too, I'm pretty sure. So we'll see how it works out.
Great talking with you, Chip. Thank you so much.
Okay, Brooke Kerbs. Great to hear from you guys. Let's get a win tonight.
You got it.